USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Senate has voted to reject all efforts to call more witnesses in President Donald Trump's impeachment trial, pushing them one step closer to an acquittal. Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer was upset with the verdict.
If the president is acquitted with no witnesses, no documents, the acquittal will have no value, because Americans will know that this trial was not a real trial. It had no witnesses, no documents. Is a tragedy on a very large scale.
GOP Senators Roy Blunt of Missouri and Mike Braun of Indiana said they expect the Senate trial to conclude by Wednesday, though nothing has been finalized. On Monday, the senators will arrive, potentially as early as 11 a.m., for closing arguments. Tuesday, senators will take to the floor to give speeches, and then Wednesday, there will be a vote on the articles of impeachment. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
American farmers continue to struggle, and here's USA's Chris Barnes with the story.
A lot of farmers are going broke. Farm bankruptcies jumping 20% in the year 2019 to an 8-year high. Agriculture economists say farmers across America are still struggling because of lost business from the long-running trade dispute with China. Also, there's chronic low commodity prices, debt for farmers, and volatile weather patterns. I'm Chris Barnes.
Delta and American Airlines have said they will suspend all flights between the U.S. and China, making them the first U.S.-based airline to do so, and joining several international carriers that have stopped flying to China as the coronavirus outbreak continues to spread. American said they will stop their flights through March 27th. Delta plans to wait till February 6th to help travelers in China leave the country. United Airlines, the only other U.S. carrier with direct flights to China, has announced it will reduce but not completely stop service to China. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Australia's capital region declared a state of emergency as wildfires burn to the south. The declaration is the first state of emergency in the country's capital, Canberra, in over a decade. The Australian Canberra Territory, which includes the capital city, is now facing the worst brush fire threat since the devastating fires of 2003. 4 people were killed and more than 500 homes destroyed in a single day. This year's wildfire season has been unprecedented. The fires throughout Australia have claimed 33 lives since September and destroyed more than 3,000 homes and burned 26.2 million acres. West Virginia is moving to become the first state to allow people with disabilities to use technology that would allow them to vote with their smartphones in the 2020 election. Governor Jim Justice, a Republican, plans to sign a bill by early next week that will require all counties to provide some sort of form of online devices for every voter with physical disabilities. West Virginia's Secretary of State, Mac Warner, said that he would most likely provide counties with the smartphone app VOTAS or a similar app, making the choice easy for cash-strapped counties. But cybersecurity experts have been rallying against those apps, saying any kind of online voting unnecessarily increases security risks. Despite expert opposition, a growing number of counties across the U.S. are adopting VOTAS or other forms of smartphone voting. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.